What are you doing with the new process?
So the research that we've been doing is sort of building on the idea that for melanoma, immune stimulation is really the way to go. There are very few traditional chemotherapies that have been effective in melanoma. Interferon is what we use for insurance therapy. If a patient has distant spread to the lungs, liver, and they're healthy, we use interferon's big brother, what's called interleukin-2 or IL-2, that really revs up the immune system. All of the new treatments that have been in the news, in the New England Journal, on the different news broadcasts, many of them have been immune-based. So ipilimumab is basically working on getting your immune cells to activate. The new anti-PD-1 drugs that we have, those are all immune-based. So the approach that we took is one of the ways that we routinely stimulate the immune system is through vaccination. You know, we give a patient a vaccine so they don't get measles, or, you know, that's preventing something from happening, typically an infectious disease. But the way that that works is it's stimulating the immune system and getting it to recognize the measles if it then comes into the body and can quickly go and kill it. You can do the same thing for patients with cancer. In many ways, the fact that the cancer formed, their immune system failed the midterm. You know, it didn't pass the test. It let the cancer develop. But if you could tutor it, which is a vaccination, it could pass the final exam. So what we developed, and it was from initially researchers here at Roswell in the lab, and then I've taken it to try to now give it to patients in a phase one clinical trial, is there's a certain protein in the body called a heat shock protein, and its normal job is to protect the proteins in your cells from times of stress, including when the temperature gets hot, other types of stresses. It keeps those proteins from unfolding and not functioning anymore. Interestingly, if a protein that comes from a cancer is linked to one of those heat shock proteins, it is a very powerful stimulant of the immune system. It's more powerful than any of the immune stimulators that we have in all of our animal models for cancer research. So you basically making a specific melanoma antigen, GP100, in a test tube, and then making HSP110, the heat shock protein, in a test tube, just heating them up and combining them, it has been a very effective melanoma vaccine. So in our animal models, we can take animals that have melanoma, give them the vaccine, and the tumors will start to decrease in size. If you give them the vaccine first and then give them the tumor, it takes much longer for it to get going. So we took this now to human beings, and we got a grant from the National Cancer Institute to make the vaccine. We have the vaccine made, and now we're ready to start a phase one trial to see if it works as well in people with melanoma as it does in our animal models.